Bob, this is Jan. I got some new sensors on. You might want to take a look at them.
Roger. Good show, Jane. We were just wondering about that, and I'll nudge you guys on my left here and make sure they're looking at them. We're not getting any data yet, Jane.
We're starting to get... from just off Luzon on a northeast trend. Shadow line of fairly thick high clouds overlying some thick lower clouds behind the front.
Roger. You might have some be of interest on board there, the Fidos. Jack, we've been having comm dropouts here on this Omni as you swing around on us.
Okay, where did I leave you, Bob?
Well, I'm not sure because we picked up a number of different bits and then we dropped it all.
Did you get the overcast over Korea and Manchuria bit?
Negative, I didn't get that.
Okay, that generally, South China looks clear. I haven't had a real good look at it yet, it's out on the limb. It's clearly, however, overcast over Korea and Manchuria. It does not appear to be frontal weather there, though. The dominant front in the northwestern Pacific stretches on a northwest line from just off Luzon on up as far as I can see to the terminator. And it seems to be an extremely strong front with what I would guess is heavy air mass weather all along it and up to the east-north-east of Japan. There's an excellent example of a shadow line from some fairly thick high clouds on solid overcast of lower clouds. I don't see any major cyclone development along it or wave development. It just looks like a very strong air mass front.
Roger, Jack. We've got it on our prog here. We don't show the one up on the northeast part of Japan, but we do show a front prog for tomorrow morning going off of Taiwan and in, right from Taiwan eastward past the Ryukyu Islands and just on into the northern Pacific there. Looks like a pretty heavy cloud
Roger,
mass over.
Roger, that's the one I'm looking at. It's extremely heavy. And right now it, in fact, starts about at Luzon. It looks like Taiwan is almost on the backside of it.
Yeah, that's where our prog. It shows it right on Luzon and then Taiwan's clear.
Very good.
We'll keep up as you get there, Jack. So you may be interested. We've got 9 hours of good tracking on the after the mid-course, and we show a paraloon of about 52 miles, which confirms a good mid-course.
Sounds outstanding.
That's great.
You can cross off the canister, by the way. It's changed.
Okay, ECOM's happy about that now, finally. And, Jane, the CDI, your data looks good.
Okay. I never had a chance to tell you, Bob, but you, as you see, I presume the LNP no longer has sensors on.
Roger, we confirm that.
By the way, those were the, I guess you know, the sensors that we put on at the Cape. And they still seem to be in good shape when I took them off. I figured I'd let things rest a while, and then I'll put them on again tomorrow.
Roger. Looks like you've got an E3 scheduled here for an hour, and then into the pre-sleep checklist.
Whoopee, the old pre-sleep checklist.